have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF.
Yeah. This goes out to the boss.
Hosanna.
My savior died up on that cross.
Yeah, they tried to send him to an early grave.
My father rose up, now we all can be saved. He is the way, the truth, and the light. Man, I'm on my way to greatness, following Christ. My father lives in me, yes, I feel so alive. Got these burdens on my back, I'm so weightless, right?
Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. He beside me every day.
He's working miracles in our L-I-F-E.
Yeah.
Faith is the evidence of things unseen. Have you doing things different, change your thinking and your talk. Have you hopping like a six tray, bouncing when you walk. Excuse me for a second, man, I hope you got your groove. This verse is certified, JC approved.
I'm brand new, brand new. My soul just had a detox, I'm solid. I got cleansed like a pure fire, fire, fire. My heart is in that bold desire,
oh desire.
I've been claimed, I've been redeemed. My name is in his book for eternity. I do it all over again,
cause he took the lead.
I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. White as snow, looking through God's lens, I'm pure as gold. Ain't nothing like feeling new,
brand new, brand new.
His Christmas is so true,
true, true, true, true.
What a gift you've given me,
my Lord.
All his love, it completes me,
sure.
Not just for me, but for you. Read his word and see it true.
Feeling brand new, you tell me what I can't do. Some of y'all are still mad, can't understand you. Negativity, unhealthy, life in fast food. Watch you mad, you always in a bad mood. We in Cancun, splashing in some holy water. Thank you God every day. He's a holy father, y'all running around like you don't have another option but to see faith. Anything possible, new attitude, brand new mindset. It's a lot in your past, you got a doctor. It's some brand new goals, you ain't even tried yet. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps. From your backbone up to your triceps, we can build the kingdom. And you need my help. Being poor, I am like New Year's dry well. You created in His image under God's care, huh?
I'm feeling brand new, brand new. Yeah, I'm feeling brand new, brand new. And it's all because of you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. Out of my religion, out of my religion.
We love you. We love you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This your host, your main man, the coach, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. I got every reason to smile. Yeah, I have problems in my life, and I have circumstances in my life, too. But you know what? I woke up this morning. I got a beautiful family. I got awesome, amazing friends. I got a great people around me behind the fence in Let's Talk Business. I have so much. I have the Elation family. I have a lot to smile about. I am breathing and I'm in my right state of mind. That's right. So I encourage you guys to smile too. So shout out to the Beyond the Fence family, the Elation family. We thank you for tuning in right here every Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Elation Network. We love you right here on Beyond the Radio. We greatly appreciate you. We do not take it lightly. So, with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The funny, Beyond the Fence comedian, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling.
All right. Two Toes, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. How you doing, Coach David? How you doing?
Man, all is well. I have no complaints.
Yeah, me neither, man. All week, man, I've been getting ready for December the 9th, man. I've been getting ready for December the 9th.
Yes, sir. And could you tell our amazing people who's listening, what is going on December 9th?
December the 9th is an epic party, black and gold party, black and gold party. BDF will be in the building. We're going to have all kind of people from all around the world, the cities and states, man. It's going to go down, man. I can't wait, man. I can't wait. It's going to be a beautiful night.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm definitely looking forward to it. Man, hey, Tommy Two Toes, are you ready for a wonderful show tonight? Because you know, brother, it's time to turn up. We got hot topics.
I am ready. I am ready.
So, with that being said, can I get another drum roll? The coach, the infamous Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. Thank you. What it do, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes? Shout out to the Elation family and to the Beyond the Fence family. We love you. And the listeners. How did I forget the listeners? And the listeners. We love you guys and thank you so much for tuning in every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What's up, Coach David?
All is well. I meant to tell everyone that song that you heard in our introduction to the show, that is Brand New 2.0 by Beyond the Fence very own DJ G Will featuring myself and Lisi. That's right. It is on all platforms. Check it out. We're going to have a video for it. We're really pushing it. It's really a great song. Download it, play it at your parties. Play it wherever you can because it is really a hot song. I appreciate G Will for allowing me on it. We had a great time with the song. So, Coach Shay, I know you got a hot topic tonight. It is back to you because I know it is about to turn up.
No problem. Before we go into the show, I do want to give a great big shout out to all of the events that we got a chance to attend this weekend, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes. We got a chance to really pull out all of the stops for the expansion companies in for Beyond the Fence this weekend. So we just want to let the viewers know, and also to go to the Beyond the Radio page and make sure you follow us there, connect with us there to see a lot of these highlights. But we first want to give a great big shout out again to the LTB network for the networking event that was hosted last Friday. What a great success. We will be hosting another one on December 8th as we go into December 9th. And also to Kaye, Come As You Are Ministries, Restoration Ministries, and Church of the Vine. The Transformation Center, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes had a chance this weekend to volunteer putting Thanksgiving baskets and bags together for over 500 families. So I'm excited about that. So great big shout out to the Transformation and Beyond the Fence team and Let's Talk Business team. And lastly, we were able to join the Women in Covenant Ministries yesterday evening for their women's meeting. I got a chance to minister in song there as well. So we just really showed out these last couple of weeks and just excited about December 9th and everything that we're doing. So make sure you connect with us on Beyond the Radio, that Facebook page for all of the follow-ups. So we're going to be talking tonight, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes. You guys, you know, have heard when we were younger, our parents used to say, do as I say, not as I do. And you're like, well, wait a second. It's kind of hard for us not to do what you do because that's what we see you doing, right? I'm going to come out of James 1 today. We are going to be talking. You guys have heard the scripture before, and if you have not, and we're introducing it to you for the first time, we're coming out of James 1. If you are reading your Bible or have your Bible out tonight, James 1, 19 is where we're going to start. And this, in so many different versions, we're going to read in the Message version, but it starts off by saying, act on what you hear. Act on what you hear. So notice I started with our parents saying, don't do as I say, do as I do. Or do as I say, not as I do. Do as I say, not as I do. Do as I say, not as I do. So James 1, 19 says, post this on all the intersections, dear friends. Lead with your ears, follow up with your tongue, and let anger strangle along in the rear. God's righteousness does not grow for human anger, so throw all spoiled virtue and cancerous evil in the garbage. In simple humility, let our gardener, God, landscape you with the word, making salvation's garden of your, making a salvation of garden in your life. It says, do not be fooled. This is 22. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you've heard. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act like those who glance in the mirror walk away. And 2 minutes later, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, 2 minutes later, have no idea who they are and what they look like. Here's what I got from this, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes. I was talking about this earlier today to a couple of people, and I said, I got to give a great big shout out to one of our attendees of our spiritual coaching on Thursdays. I'll leave her nameless, but if she's on tonight, shout out to her. But this really came about because I noticed that this weekend and the weeks prior, she has really become a doer of the word and not just a hearer. Yes. And when I was talking with her this weekend, she said that everything that she's been doing has been more effective than her just listening. She said, I go to conferences just about every weekend. Sometimes I'm sitting in church on Sundays, and I'm just listening, 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 trying to absorb everything that the preacher is talking about, the sermons are teaching. And she said, but what I realized is I wasn't effective because I wasn't doing. Can you imagine eating all day, every day, Tommy Two Toes and Coach David? Can you imagine eating, 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 and getting fat, getting fat, getting fat? You get fat if you're not working that thing out. You get fat after a while if you're like not me. Doing something to get that
like
food off.
Like me. Yeah. Exactly.
you get fat after a while. And so what she did this week, it really, 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 it blessed me, because when she was there, she said, Coach David had taught us in one of the spiritual coaching sessions, he said, to be busy but effective. It's one thing for us to just be busy, but it's another for us to be effective. And she said that this weekend, this whole week, she said, I felt effective. So we're going to talk out of James 1:22 today to not just be a hearer of the word, but to be a doer of the word. And on the second half, if you stay tuned, we're going to show you what that looks like so you can implement that going into your week. Coach David, do you have anything?
Yes. I think, like, if you look back in school, right, if you think about how you grew up, they got English class, they got Spanish class, they got French classes, they teach you arithmetic, man, you got to learn your ABCs all the way through Z, right? And they teach us how about communication. I think the biggest mm-hmm. problem is, if you think about it, no one taught us how to listen. Right? Nobody taught us how to listen. They got all these classes. And I read this book called Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, and it was talking about empathic listening. So with empathic listening, it's one of those things that I always tell people, you got to seek to understand before being understood. And a lot of times we talk. Why? Because we've been taught how to just talk. But we have not been taught to listen. A lot of us are waiting just to respond. So a lot of times when people do talk, you know, it goes through one ear right out the other. And that's the same thing, like when the Bible says, don't just be a reader of the word. You know, some texts say, don't just be a reader of the word, be a doer. But understand, when you read, it's hearing, right? The problem is, a lot of us read and don't hear it, right? Mm. So when you read it and you don't hear it, How can you properly respond? Remember now, responsibility, if you break down the word responsibility, it's the ability to respond. How can we respond to something that never went into our spirit? So when you read it, understand, when you read it, it should be into your spirit. You can only read it and hear it, right? But you're not going to be able to follow if you're not learning how to actually hear. So mm-hmm. that's why a lot of people are good at quoting scripture, right? Something happened. Hey, man, the Bible says this. Hey, you know what? The Bible says that. Hey. In this book, the Bible says this. I quote the scripture. I put a chapter. Then I've been reading the Bible for 3,000 years, right? But how can I follow when I never actually heard it myself? All I've been doing is repeating scripture,
mm-hmm.
not understanding we're using the scripture as the sword, right? It is the sword, but we're using it to fight one another. And the scripture actually is to fight what's in your mind, because it's a spiritual battle every day. And I think that's where we got a bad misconception. We're using it on each other when you're really supposed to apply it to yourself and encourage one another with the scriptures, so we'll be able to fight against self. Because self is your enemy. Why? Because the thought pattern.
mm-hmm.
I hope that makes sense. Tommy Two Toes.
Yes, it definitely makes sense, man, because I know from time to time I suffer from a disorder called selective hearing, you know what I mean? And a lot of times we as people, we listen to actually respond and not listen to comprehend. And, you know, that's something I unfortunately suffer from myself from time to time.
That's very powerful, because we do, we listen, or I'm going to say we hear. And like you said, to comprehend it. Why? Because we don't understand. And a lot of us are so prideful, we don't want to even admit we don't even understand.
Right.
And that's what empathic listening is so powerful. it's proper dialogue. Proper dialogue will get you so far in life. And we all struggle with it because we're humans. But I'm only saying this not because I'm the best listener. It's because I am aware. I still go through it. I still have my issues. I still have my flaws. But at least I am aware. And now that I'm aware, I can work on it even much better. So this is what these studies and us giving you guys confidence. It's not that we know it all. It's not that we actually just do it 100%. What we're saying is we have the information, we understand the information, and we made a conscious choice to make it our business daily to capitalize off the knowledge that we have been taught. Crochet?
And I like what you both said. One thing that I did emphasize today is, you know, a lot of people, they attend church and also, like we were talking with the young lady, conferences, and sometimes, again, like you said, even reading the Bible. Unfortunately, they're there but not attentive, right? So they're there, present, their bodies are present, but their minds are so far away from it. And a lot of reason is because we go through, like you said, Coach David, day-to-day lives. We're trying to figure out something, what we're going to eat that night. Sometimes we're thinking about something happening with our children. Sometimes it's kind of what bills are going to be paid. So we're not present. We're present in the body, but we're not present in the mind. So when you go out, when you leave that service, unfortunately, even if it's a teaching conference or whatever it is, you get what you get for the moment, and you've gotten accustomed to the yes and the amen. But then when it's time for you to go out and do what you learned, unfortunately, you can't exercise it because you cannot remember it. And that's what the scripture is saying. You look in the mirror and assume. It didn't say a day later. As soon as you walked out the door, you forgot what you've learned. So you can't, there's no way for you to be a doer of that when you haven't, you can't execute what you haven't actually absorbed. So when you get in the car, you've forgotten the sermon. You've forgotten the teaching. You've forgotten the word that was spoken over you. And a lot of times people cannot execute what they've learned or done when you go into your workplace, which is why you have a lot of problems or challenges. Why are you calling everybody and saying, pray for me today? Because if you were there and present in the mind, you would know what to do if you weren't just listening to the sermon. You would know what to do, and what, because that's what you guys learned that Sunday, right? You would know what to do. This is what they told me I should be doing when this happens. If the Bible tells you that people have been persecuted for the sake of Christ, or if the Bible tells you that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning, if the Bible tells you that you reap what you sow, and they're doing a sermon on that, when something happens to you, if you're not just a listener, you'll be able to identify with where you are and what to do in that situation. Coach David, I'm going to hand it back to you.
That's powerful. That is very powerful. And you know what, Coach A, I 100% agree. And I think that problem is, I'm going to tell you why people, what we call church hopping, right? And they're trying to find the best church that fits them. And people, like, if you notice, you'll go to a church and you have these people, man, they're like, I love this church. I love this. And you have some people say, you know what, I don't like this church. I think it sucks. I'm going to go here and I'm going to try this church. And you know what, they'll find the church that's fit to them, right? Here's what we all have to understand and relate to. You got two people. Go to one church, one walk away. And they're best friends, they grew up together, and they're like, man, but how, me and you agree on everything. Why don't you like this church? This church does this. And the other person said, but you know what? I don't like that. I like this. And this church don't really apply that for me. Well, we have to realize we're exercising through our love languages. Certain churches going to give you a different love language.
You know, that's good.
And that's what we have to understand. Some people out there hear just the word. some people come late. They don't care about all that singing and jumping and hopping and dancing and break dancing and spinning on your head. They don't care about none of that. They just want to hear the word and go home. Some people rather hear the music, right? And they're not really interested as much into the sermon because the music would move them. But you have some people that love it all. The thing is, everybody have different love languages. And when you tap into a certain love language and just realize that's who you are, you will become more of a doer because the things that you love will remain into your long-term memory. And what is your long-term memory? You'll be able to exercise. Understand, exercise is repetition. Exercise is repetition. You do these things, that don't mean that you're going to be flawless every time. That don't mean that you're going to be this being, this sinless. No, that just means you're exercising it. Why? So you can develop. And you always searching to become a better version of yourself. But you must be a doer instead of a reader, because a reader has no value if it doesn't apply action. See, if you just reading it and you just have the knowledge, then what good are you if you're not putting your using wisdom? If you're not applying the wisdom, because what is wisdom? Knowledge. Great decisions based on the knowledge. You remember now. You can have knowledge with no wisdom, but you can't have wisdom without knowledge, because the wisdom is going to be the thing that help you make the great decisions. But you got to focus and realize everything you're reading, it applies to you, and the word is for you individually. But we're looking to talk about it to other people to make them feel devalued. And that's why it's a lot of friction. It's a lot of people that's discouraged. It's a lot of people that's really not growing. We have to respect everyone's love languages.
That's good.
Tommy Two Toes?
I've never looked at it like that, but that does make total sense that, you know, each of us, you know, like different things and it's grasp information differently. But if we all can respect each other's individuality and just take one day at a time and remember, just because you know it, that's the easy part. But you got to do something with what you know. And I'm daily trying to get better at that because I know a lot of stuff, but then when it's time to put it in action, I may somehow catch amnesia. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to do better, y'all. I'm trying to do better.
And verse 25 of that scripture, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, it says, but if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, it says, then God will bless you for doing it. And that's exactly what happened this past weekend. When the young lady was doing, she said, I feel rejuvenated. She said, it's one thing for me to talk about it. And here's the thing. She was going to these conferences over and over and over again, but nothing ever manifested, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, up from what she heard, because she was never executing what she heard. There's nothing like learning something and never going out to learn or to actually do what you learned. When you go to school, the hope is that everything you learned in school, you're going to take into your real life. Coach David talked about learning English and Spanish. We learn math and algebra, some of the stuff we don't use anymore. But the reality of it is we go to school to learn, and then we learn so that we can execute these things in our real life. So what good is it for you to pay all this money to go to college, and then you come out and never utilize what you went to school for, what you majored in? What good is that? Well, I went, but you went, so therefore utilize what you got out of it. So what I got out of that, Coach David, in the last couple of minutes that we have, or the last minute we have, and I'm going to talk about this when we come back, because you have to think about it. When I'm not doing what I've learned, if I'm only hearing it, how can I truly be living out the message? How can I truly be living out the message? If I'm only listening to it and I'm not a doer of that, I cannot possibly be living out the message. So when we come back, stay tuned. We're going to talk about how to live out the message. It's a good thing for you to think about on this music break. So with that being said, where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music? Where's the music, DJ?
Where's the music, DJ? Where the music? He's not being a doer. DJ not being a doer. The DJ all into the hearing. The DJ all into the hearing and not being the doer. But I can say, well, she'll bring it on, but I can say while we're waiting, the one thing that blessed one of the young ladies is that she realized today that she has been coming and was set free by this message because she realized that she had just been coming to church and truly not being a doer of what she's been learning. And there's a lot of reasons why people decide that they want to be, you know, in the fivefold ministry, but never, ever, ever have done anything to exercise what they've learned, if anything at all. They want to be on the pulpit without learning. They've only listened. Therefore, you can't do what you're called to do because you haven't learned. You've just been listening. So, DJ, you with us?
Hey, this is DJ. Somebody. Well, all right. So, say, I say this with when it comes to, you know, until a music break come, I do want to encourage everybody. We're not here to down you. We're always here to uplift. We got to give you the hard truth because if we tell you that it's all right, then how can you grow? How can you learn? And some people might feel like, man, you always got something bad to say. You always got something. No, it's very good. You got to know what not to do in order to do. That's a reality. That it happened in the beginning. You know, God said, do not eat of this tree. They ate of the tree. It was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They didn't know what knowledge of good is. They had no knowledge of it. They don't know what evil is until they be disobedient. So they had to become disobedient to realize that they're disobedient. That's how their eyes was open. Their eyes was open because they was like, oh, you know what? I'm wrong, right? They heard the word and was disobedient to the word. See? They got the word directly and was disobedient to it. So when we're reading the word, we're receiving the word, we're getting the word, it's our responsibility to actually follow it correctly, apply it, but in righteousness. You know what I'm saying? Because they was disobedient. So the tree had no power. It was God's word that had power. Is that making sense?
It does make sense.
Two Toes, are you there?
Yes, it's making total sense, man. I'm sorry for interrupting, man. It was just you touched a spot, you know, a spot in my heart, man. That, you know, you just got to know the truth. And then also the first thing is admitting that you don't know. Because a lot of us are, like you said, so prideful, we don't want to admit we don't know something and just thinking that, oh, anything I know is correct. But the first step to recovery is admitting there might be a problem.
That's true. That's true. Coach, say, you want to go ahead and go on with our sponsors?
Yes, I do. Well, let me go ahead and give a great big shout out to our sponsors tonight. We first want to start with Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you heard that amazing voiceover at the top of the hour, that was Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you are a business owner, a program director, a music director, you have a radio show, a training coming up, and you know that AI is taking over the land, but you want a real voice to work with, work with Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. Reach into her at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com and let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. We also want to give a great big shout out to DJ G. Will. G. Weezy is what I call him. He is going around the nations and doing a fabulous job with DJing services across the nation. Listen, Knoxville, if you are in the building and you're looking for a DJ, look up DJ G. Will, surrounding areas and online events. Y'all, he's even doing fitness classes. You guys, make sure you reach into him at beyondthefence1@gmail.com and look him up on Facebook at William G. Will Faulkner or Beyond the Fence Enterprise. That's B-E-Y-O-N-D-A-F-E-N-C-E. And David, last but not least, can I get a drum roll? Hey.
Swing.
Hey, Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, LLC, the Beyond the Fence Expansion Company. Listen, we have a 100% success rate getting your business to where you want it to be. Actually, probably a lot further along than you thought it should be. But if you are a new business or an existing business and you are looking to do something different with your business, Let's Talk Business. Our company is taking companies and we are just doing some amazing things, and we are proud of the people that we've been working with. To learn more about our company, please go ahead and research us on our website at letstalkbusiness.vonza. That's VONZA.com. There you will find all of our services. Book a consultation. We're doing them free for the month of November because it is Training and Development month. And shout out to all the businesses that are currently under our tutelage, learning, growing, and doing some amazing things. Coach David, back to you.
So now that it's back to me, it's time for that music break. So where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Now you notice my doubts when it comes to the unity and hope. about the people on Capitol Hill. Hope we can all learn from that and rebuild, because we can change the world. Change the world. We can change the world. Change the world.
And there you have it. Say Samuel, Beyond the Fifth in the building, say it, bitch. We can change the world if we just stick together. We did it.
Yeah. When you hear his voice.
Dang, baby girl, she looking all sad for you, God got you, you have everything to smile about, you know, you hear his voice, you know, you know, be swift to listen, slow to speak, slow to rave, you know what I mean,
baby boy,
when you're feeling down and out, down about, circumstance that you face, feeling you can't make it, but you can take it. You more than a conqueror, the devil trying to creep up around your house, spread out, flap your wings, keep on flying, cause you're not high enough to keep on trying, no need to dry your tears, keep on crying, tears of joy, listen up, hear his voice, and blood dripping down his fingertips, you don't remember nothing, remember this, remember we celebrate December with obedience. We just don't seem to get Jesus. Came to serve, not to be serving people. Quoting scripture that's not in the word, word. He here now, so you have nothing to fear now. Hear his voice.
Come on, y'all, do what you do.
Come on, y'all.
Hear his voice, it's up to
you.
Do what you do. Find a quiet place to pray. And just let God have his way. You will walk and not get faint. No more words of want or can't. Now you got one life to live.
Water don't flow down the same stream. Religious getting poisonous like gangrene. By no means you can serve two masters. And wonder why bad luck come at you faster. Ask God if you do have wisdom. Follow Christ, and that's why they attack Christians. I see the devil riding in his black Benz, deceiving many little brown, white, and black children. Diamond necklaces with the Jesus piece, with the atheist belief doing evil things. The world is corrupt, but you can't give up. Gotta watch your step. Don't trip up. If you do fall down, I'ma help you get up. Don't lay on your back, come on, sit up. Open up your ears and think clear. Thank my Lord Jesus Christ, come my God, and see.
Come on, y'all, do what you do.
Come on, y'all.
Hear his voice, it's up to
you. What you do.
Find a quiet place to pray. And just let God have his way. You will walk and not get
faint.
No more words of want or can't. Now you got one life to live.
God gave us 1,001 commandments. Stand, be stand, don't keep on standing. Kind words kills a multitude of sins. Don't follow the Christ, you refuse to win. All he ain't make us all behind. I seen people without faith who lost their mind. Don't follow the wicked because they blind. We on the stairway to heaven, fall in line. Follow the rainbow, we all gon' shine. Salvation is free, it don't cost a dime. They hate the truth because they lying. Unrighteousness don't cross their line. It was bought with a price in all my life. I've been talking to Christ without walking with Christ. God knowledge can make you sharp as a knife. Open up your ears and listen clear.
Come on, y'all, do what you do.
Come on, y'all.
Hear his voice, it's up to
you.
Do what you
do.
Find a quiet place to pray. And just let God have his way. You will walk and not get
faint.
No more words of want or can't. Now you got one life to live. You should give all you can give. When you hear his voice.
There you have it, ladies. I told you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. No matter what you're going through in life. He hear all your cries. Your tears, they're not in vain. So he see you when you on your knees at night. You're just crying out to him. And it seems like nobody's there, but he's right there. He's right there in the midst.
take all your tears in here and put them in a bottle.
Yeah.
The thing you gotta do is just do all your circumstances. That storm, that hurricane, that typhoon, he's right there. He's a small voice, a small still voice. So right now, I just want you to say thank you, Jesus. Tell him right now in the middle of your storm, thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Coach Shay Samuels, and I'm on with your main man, Coach David Benton, and the BDS Beyond the Radio comedian, Tommy Two Toes. And look, we're going to go ahead and jump right back into this. If you're just tuning in, we are talking out of James 1:22. Do not just be a listener of the word, be a doer of the word. And this is my favorite time because we get a chance to really emphasize not only the importance, but give you some tips on why it's important and how to execute and implement it this week. You can start today. So first, let me say this. What doing does. Doing is not just, you know, well, I did what they told me to do. Doing, Coach David, Tommy Two Toes, and listeners, it really says that you've accepted the word.
Yes.
Doing means that you've accepted it. Doing
yes.
means that I am ready, that I have.
When you do it, you believe it.
Look, when you do it, you believed it. Yes. So doing means that I have accepted the word. Listen, how many times have you said, I am going to go to the gym the first of the year and I want to lose this weight? And you done listen to somebody tell you, you know, if you do it, you're going to do this, you're going to do this. You listen. You can listen to God's word 17 times a day. How many times have you gone to church and somebody said after service, well, what did they talk about? And you said, I don't know.
But then they say they gave a great word.
They gave a great
exactly.
word.
Yep.
But okay, so tell me about it. And they're like, I don't know. Which means you weren't, like I said, you were present in the body, but not in the mind. So let me tell you, doing says that you've accepted the word. And we're not talking about the preached word. We're talking about God's word. So let's talk about that, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes. Here's what doing will cause you to do. And I'm picking on this young lady, but I promise you guys, when I said she became a doer this past week, her life changed tremendously. And I'm not saying that everything with her is A-okay, but because she decided I am going to be a doer, shout out to Coach David Benton again for the teachings, but I'm going to be a doer. I'm going to be busy and effective. So that means I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. You know, we said, let your yes be your yes and your no be your no. That's biblical. So once you've accepted it, here's what happens. Here's what doing allows you to, here's what doing allows you to change in your life. You ready for this, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes?
I'm ready.
Doing will cause you to forgive those who trespassed you. Ooh. Doing will cause you to not be so shady anymore. Doing will cause you to get rid of unwholesome talk. It'll cause you to start changing the way you think. Because once you start doing, you are saying, I've accepted the word. So when you accept the word, it changes everything about you. It changes your surroundings. It changes how you think. It changes what you see. Mm-hmm. And when you see something different, it changes what you say. It changes what you hear. So doing is not for the benefit of the person's talking, the people talking to you. It's for your benefit. So doing is saying, I've accepted the word. I hope that changed a lot of y'all's thoughts tonight. We're talking about doing. Everybody's probably thinking, like, I got to do more dishes. I got to sweep more floors. I got to work a lot harder. Mm-hmm. No, this is accepting God's word that ultimately will change the way that you live life. Coach David?
I'm not. No, Tommy Two Toes. I'm not going behind it. I mean, bro, Tommy Two Toes, your turn.
Yeah,
your
yeah,
turn,
yeah,
bro. I ain't going behind. No.
Oh, you going to set me up, huh? I didn't want to go behind Reverend Shay either, but I got to backtrack now. So I understand now why I haven't been going to the gym. You know, I haven't been believing in the gym. So that might be. Or I ain't been listening to Richard Simmons enough or something. You know what I mean? But I'm trying to think, what exactly could I say after that? Because I wasn't listening. No, I'm just joking. But
I know that's
seriously.
Right.
but seriously, man, it's even hard to put into words because, you know, I even hate doing it, but admitting my downfalls and, you know, admitting my flaws. But I've noticed there's a lot more to, flaws than I've been admitting, you know, but I'm slowly trying to listen more and just, you know, become a better person. But at the same time, I am trying my best to start doing what I know because it defeats the purpose. You know, the easy part is knowing something, maybe. But I'm trying,
I'll put it in a different perspective for you, Tommy Two Toes, and for the listeners. You know, I use the gym as an example because people say they want to lose weight. Well, guess what? You have to do something in order for that to happen. If you want to change the way that you eat, you have to do something in order for that to happen. And really, that's what James 1 and 22 is really emphasizing to us, is trying to expand our knowledge and just the way that we treat ourselves. If you want spiritual growth, if you want to be in a position where life is changing for you, you have to act on the word. You have to act on it. It's action. So that's what doing is. It's an action word. So you have to be able to go into the service, one, with an understanding, whatever it is. You know, this young lady told us for months, she said, well, we would ask her, so what are you doing in your spare time? Coach David, you remember we would talk to her one-on-one, and we would say, well, what are you doing on your spare time? And she said, well, I'm listening to this pastor on the radio while I'm driving down the road. I'm listening. We would say, well, what did they talk about? Oh, I knew you guys were going to ask me that. I knew you were going to ask me. But she was listening to say, I was listening. She was prepared because she knew that we were going to ask her, what have you been doing to saturate yourself for change? Not to listen, not what did you hear. We said, what are you doing to saturate and implement, execute what we've been teaching you? Well, I've been listening to this pastor, and oh, man, it was good. Okay, so what did you learn? Talk about what, because here's the thing. The Bible in Matthew also tells us, and by their fruit, you will know who they are. So if I don't see the fruit, then I know for a fact that you're not doing what we've told you to do, encouraged you. We can't tell you to do anything, but if we don't see the fruit, listen, and we can tell you what it is because Coach David said it in the beginning, we're living the life. So because we're living the life, we can tell you. If you've been down that road, Coach David, can't nobody tell you about incarceration because you've been through it. So if somebody's saying, brother, I was locked up for this amount of years, oh, yeah, just in talking to that person, you're going to say, they're not telling the truth.
I'm going to say, stop lying, man. You were just locked up for parking tickets overnight, and you got bonded out. Stop lying.
Right, because there's a language that comes to it. There are certain things that you guys do that says, I've been there.
That's right. You know what, Coach A? I want to say this in Tommy Two Toes. Easiest scriptures, people don't even realize this. When it's talking about John 3:16, right? So with John 3:16, if you notice, Shay, you want to say John 3:16? You don't have people say, you know how the pastor say, could you read that scripture? Shay, could you say John 3:16 so I can break it down, please?
Yes, sir.
John 3:16, one of the most famous scriptures. What's that? So,
can you hear me?
Read that. Yes. Now I can.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. So I was saying, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
So if you notice, it say, for God so loved the world, right? He didn't stop there. See, what it was saying, okay, God loved the world, right? He loved the world. He didn't just say, I love you. He put the love action. He said, okay, I love you, so let me put this into action to show you how much I love you. I'm going to give you my only begotten Son as a sacrifice. This is how valuable you are to me. But then we got to say to ourselves, how valuable are we to ourselves when God created us in His image and His likeness, meaning we're created that valuable already. So when God gives us these words, it's for us to apply it so we can live a healthy, prosperous, and righteous life. Watch this. Amongst one another right here on this earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When we treat each other with dignity, respect, honor, love, we'll have more humility. We won't have to worry about, you know, who's the biggest, who's the smartest, who's the most godliest. We won't have to worry about none of that when we take this word, apply it to our personal life, and the best teacher is experience.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to teach without going through the experience. And that's when you will be more in error, because you're not relatable. You were just ready to talk about it. You heard it and
right.
Ready to just repeat it versus apply it to yourself. And when you apply it to yourself and be able to walk it out, put it into action, then you'll be able to encourage. Why? Because now you're what we would call leveling up. And when you do that, it'll elevate your thinking. And when you start elevating your thinking, now you'll be more mindful of other people's feelings, and you'll be able to empathize with what other people is going through, because you know that you've been in their shoes. So you want to operate effectively. God so loved the world. He loved. Love's an action word. Okay, well, let me prove my love. Let me give you my only begotten Son. Watch this. Whoever believes will not perish, but have everlasting life. Love. You hear it, walk in it. Hear it, walk in it. Coach Shay, I'm through.
You know, one thing I was going to say to your point, Coach David, again, not picking on this young lady, but just have to have that overcoming story. When she started to become a doer, and again, this is recent. This is how fast this can happen when you act on the word, not what we're teaching. We're teaching the word. And so she's acting on the word. A couple of years ago, she had an encounter with a young lady where something shady happened, and it was on her part. yesterday she got a chance to encounter that young lady again and didn't even remember where she knew her from. But when I explained to her what happened years ago, being a doer allowed her to not only repent, but she ended up contacting the young lady and apologizing for what she had done years ago. And she said, I don't mean to make an excuse about it, but I want to reintroduce you to who I am today. And I realized that what I did at that time was wrong. So being a doer of the word is really, again, accepting the word and acting on the word. It's going to change everything about you. So that's her time. I hope that, you know, I hope that this blessed you guys tonight, that you got a lot of notes and you're able to utilize these notes this week. James 1:22 is what we came out of. If you want to study it again for yourself, if you have questions, do not be afraid to reach into us at Beyond Defense 1, that's BeyondDafence 1 at gmail.com, or connect with us on the Beyond the Radio page, and we will definitely get back with you. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love y'all. Beyond Defense, thank you so much. Listeners,
love
thank you.
You
so much. And we will see you guys next Sunday at 10 p.m. Happy Thanksgiving.
Sunday afternoon.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Where the music is.
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Tell you that you can't when you can.